and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
How y'all this morning?
Good.
Solid.
All right, so I think David, there's one song that describes David, and it was actually a song that was written by Charlie Puth, and it's called Attention.
Yeah, seriously.
What is that supposed to mean?
Because your whole deal with the eye patch and pink eye?
Yeah, I was trying to protect people from getting pink eye. It's the whole reason I was wearing it.
Here's the deal, though. In our pictures that we took yesterday at Club Tan, your eye patch is not on the same eye in every picture.
I checked it out. Here's what I did. I zoomed.
Yeah.
Why'd you zoom?
You are a zoomer.
Because I'm a zoomer, and I wanted to see.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. When I zoomed, I could tell that you didn't have redness on either eye, and you came in here telling us you were going to wear
the
eye
patch. Look at me right now. Look at me. Crystal clear
That's
white.
That's not even true. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She can't see.
What are you talking about?
I'm two feet from him.
I have pink eye.
You don't have pink eye.
I clearly have pink eye.
You wanted attention.
That's not true at all. I put on the eye patch. I mean, that's embarrassing. Why would I just go wear an eye patch if I didn't have pink eye? Think about it for a second.
Attention?
So you would stand out in the photos?
That's not true at all.
You didn't think the barrel was enough?
Look at me.
Here I am. I might be sick. You know how people do that? Oh, I don't feel good.
I'm sick.
And people are, oh, what's wrong? I hope you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I have pink eye.
You can check out the photos. You can even zoom and realize he's a liar.
Mm-hmm. Don't zoom. That's weird.
He's
you
a liar.
Hate it when people zoom on you.
Well, don't zoom and don't take pictures of me when I don't pose for them like you did yesterday.
Maybe keeping angry. That one.
No, you're not.
You try something on me, that one's getting posted.
I'll break your phone.
Oh.
Whoa.
And your Lenovo.
Try it. See what happens. That Lenovo's like,
all you have to do is touch it and it'll break.
I know that.
That's
it's like
not
if we,
true either.
If we turn the fan on in here, that thing's going to crack. Let's get the $1,500 Lenovo.
Shut up.
I'd rather have the new iPhones. Hey, you can check out David and his pink eye patch if you want to. We're all on social media. On Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
And David on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Speaking of babes, David, would you describe your mom as a babe?
That is an awkward question.
Just say yes. Just give her a compliment.
It's a lose-lose. If I say yes, I'm a creep. If I say no, I'm a jerk.
Right.
Well.
So.
And in both cases, you're correct.
How about I'm just a creepy loser?
No, legit. Is your mom a babe?
I mean, I guess. I don't.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My mom was a babe.
Yeah, mine too.
Dude, people would whistle at her when we'd be walking. We'd be going places into stores, and grown men would drive by and whistle at her, and I'd be like, ugh.
Oh, like you're going to do something.
Because you're going to do something. I'm 11. I'm going to whoop somebody.
Yeah.
Legit, though, I hated that. But the story is, as we go throughout our lives, that essentially we end up in a relationship with somebody who looks like our parents.
Really?
Now, we can't find, like, the doppelganger for our parents, because that doesn't make any sense. Like, we're not truly looking for that. But something in our minds allow us to kind of go and look for people with the same eye color and the same hair color as our parents.
Let me stop you right there.
What?
Let's talk about your mom and your wife.
Okay.
And let's talk about your mom's pictures around the same time that you're like, your wife right now.
Right, the same age.
Almost identical?
No, not identical. My mother's Japanese. Half Japanese.
You keep saying that.
She's half Japanese.
No, I know, but she and your wife look a lot alike.
It's weird. Get it. It's a little bit true.
I need you to send me a picture of your wife and your mom at the same age they are right now. I need you to do that for me so I can compare the two.
He is a creeper again.
What?
He's trying to do some research.
I'm trying to help.
Right. Thank you, David.
You bring this up and I want to help you.
Thank you, David. I appreciate that. Weirdo.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on the future of the DC universe, which includes superheroes like Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Superman. So according to reports, Henry Cavill will no longer play Superman. Mm. And it looks like negotiations broke down between he and Warner Brothers over a cameo in next year's movie coming out called Shazam. There were some scheduling conflicts, and the door looks like it's closing on any other potential Superman appearances. And it says that Warner Brothers is focusing on a Supergirl movie. And instead of focusing on like a movie with a ton of superheroes in it together like they did with Justice League, they're going to be focusing more on standalone stories like Wonder Woman, Aquaman that comes out in December, Shazam, and Wonder Woman 1984 and Joker that come out next year. Also, so you know, a solo Batman movie is in development, which may or may not star Ben Affleck. A little shakeup in the DC universe.
A lot of stuff. And a lot of people, like, I didn't know that Superman story was a big deal until I got on Twitter.
It is a big deal.
And it's a big deal.
It's huge. And he makes you think,
I really like him in Superman, too.
But DC's been struggling against Marvel already. That doesn't help their cause at all to have their star of the entire franchise gone.
It's okay, because I'm Team Marvel.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me.
I think David should audition for the role of Superman.
Any kind of more like a Robin?
Robin, like, yeah, maybe.
Batman and Robin.
I think I'm more Superman. Just look at these muscles.
Guns.
All right. Thankfully, they have suits for those, huh?
Oh.
Gotcha gossip on Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran. I guess they're hanging out. You know, they're buddies. They've been friends for a while. And they were on a hike together. And they took to Taylor's Instagram to talk about, well, the fact that they were hiking. And also the AMA nominations, which came out. And they were predicting who was going to win some of the awards, right? So the first part, Taylor's like, dude, you okay? The second part, they're talking about who's going to win the AMAs, and they both are trying to say that the other person might win, and then they reveal who they think is really going to win the AMAs. This is Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran.
You okay, bro?
Hey, Taylor, the AMA nominations just came out. It's me, you, and Drake. You're going to win.
Drake's going to win. It's called exercise. Have you ever done cardio?
Now and then.
Strumming a guitar doesn't count.
It's pretty funny to watch, though, because you can tell they're buddies, and she's messing with him. Anyway, that's up on Taylor Swift's Instagram.
And we got your gossip on Bachelor in Paradise. Now, on the season finale, we saw two couples get engaged, Jenna Cooper and Jordan Kimball. But their relationship is already over. The engagement has been broken off because Jenna has been cheating on Jordan, and there are text messages to prove that she's been cheating on him. In fact, one of the texts got pretty nasty.
What's it say?
She said, "Me and Jordan aren't together for real. I don't even like him, let alone love him.
What?
I'm better than him, and once I'm able to break it off for good and make up some story to make him look bad, it'll make you feel better." So she's trying to, like, not only break up with this dude, but make him look like the jerk on the back end when she's been the one cheating on him.
This is not good.
Yeah, so he went to Instagram yesterday, made this big long post saying, "Look, me and Jenna have broken this whole thing off. We're done, and I'm heartbroken."
Who are these people?
I don't know. Because
this is another story that was everywhere, and I'm seeing these headlines on every website, and I'm like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Who are they?
Yeah.
Why is this a story?
But you got a feel for this dude. I mean, she took the engagement on live television and, like, nope, it's done. All over. See ya.
Would you go into a reality show just to get famous? Just to get famous. To set you up for the next 5 years of your life.
Not now, but maybe 20 years ago.
Would you do it today?
Let's do it right now.
You would do it, wouldn't you?
Let's start our own reality show.
Well, I don't know if that would work.
Yeah.
That's not what you had in mind?
Not really. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Tomorrow morning, we're live on location, the K-Fine High School tailgate tour, powered by Glen Sane Motors, and we're excited because we're going to Harrisburg High School tomorrow. We haven't been there in a couple of seasons, so Harrisburg, get ready.
Can't wait to see you.
Poco, Poinsett County, heading your way.
I'm even thinking we stop at Iguana's afterwards.
Ooh, yum.
That sounds good.
I wonder if they'll open early for us, like at 9.
Nah.
8:30 in the morning.
Maybe.
If they'll start early, we'll be set, right?
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, so there was a 25-year-old guy named Seth in Florida who got pulled over earlier this month as he was driving up and down, erratic driving, all that kind of stuff. And they figured out his blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit.
Mine too.
Right now?
Well,
you and Seth have a lot in common. Anyway,
that explains a lot.
really does. So they arrested Seth for drunk driving. They put him in the back of the car, and as they're driving him to jail, he asked the cops, "Can you play me some music? I just want to have a good time." But obviously, they wouldn't do it. So Seth decided to play his own music.
Oh, what? No.
And started singing "Don't Stop Believing."
No, he did not.
He sure did. Oh,
David, that's a great song.
It's a great karaoke song, right?
I think so.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
good choice right there for Seth.
Oh, it's such a good choice, but he started singing Don't Stop Believin' on his journey to jail.
Oh, good one, David.
That's not even my joke of the day.
Oh, man.
I actually read about this musician. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't read that.
What do you call musicians with problems?
No, what do you call them, David?
A trebled man. His treble. Trebled.
It's been downhill.
No, we get it. We get it.
It's been downhill in his joke since Monday.
Yeah.
You came out too strong on Monday, I think.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy. Brandon
Baxter in the morning. So I was a little bit nervous last night that I was going to come in here and be a complete disaster today.
Why?
And I think I almost started crying last night looking at myself in the mirror.
Well, Brandon, what was it?
That was such a, honey, are you okay?
But I'm being serious.
Okay, what is
it? I know y'all like to think I exaggerate things a little bit. But I had an issue last night that made me nervous, and it made me panic a little bit, and I started drooling, and yeah, legit. And y'all are looking at me now. Like, now you feel bad about it.
What happened?
Drooling. Are you okay?
Drooling. Wow.
I was drooling, and then I started to almost cry, and I started thinking, how am I going to live like this? And I thought I was going to have to pull my own tooth. So I'm flossing last night.
Oh my.
And ever since I went to the dentist, I've been using some floss and toss.
So you aren't doing the dance.
Not that dance, no.
Oh, okay.
But you know the floss and tosses.
Yeah, the little dinosaur ones.
Well, I didn't, yeah. Well, that's kind of the problem.
They have like, the little pointy thing on one of the ends and then the actual floss on one end.
Yeah, and you just, you know, you're flossing. So I'm flossing. I'm like, yeah, good job. I'm flossing. I'm all excited about it. The problem is like the ones that they gave me and the ones that I then bought were like adult ones. And I don't know if like the children ones aren't as strong, but somehow it got stuck in my teeth. And I couldn't get it out.
Oh, are you serious?
And I don't know how. And I still can't explain it because, so I'm sitting there and I take my hand off the floss and toss. It won't come out of my teeth. And I start to pull it and it won't budge. And I'm going, what in the world is happening? So I had the vision that if I pulled too hard, I was going to pull a top tooth out of my head.
Yeah, that could happen.
Did you start yelling for your wife?
I freaked out. So I'm looking at it, and then I start to drool because my mouth is open, and I start to panic because I'm like, what's going to happen here? Am I about to pull my own tooth? Is this going to hurt? Am I going to bleed everywhere? So I look down into the drawer, and I get some scissors, right? I get the scissors, and I'm holding the floss and toss little stick thing, and I have to not cut my lip or my teeth or my gums, and I have to cut it. So when I cut it, the floss and toss partly comes out, but there's still a piece of floss stuck in between my teeth.
How embarrassing is it going to be if you have to go to the dentist and say, I was flossing my teeth and...
That's what I thought I was going to have to do. Like I was going to have to sleep with the floss and toss hanging from my face, or that I still might have floss stuck in between my teeth.
Wow.
And I don't even know if it's just that was a bad floss and toss.
So what ended up happening? A bad floss. Did you get the generic? That's what it was, wasn't it?
You picked the cheapest
one.
It
is. You got the cheapest ones, didn't you?
Have you ever heard of one of those getting stuck? How does it get stuck?
What did
it get stuck on?
You must have had a lot of gunk in your teeth.
Dang, I don't have gunk.
Gross.
I don't have gunk.
So you went to the dentist.
Nothing even came out.
So you went to the dentist and you stopped brushing your teeth. That's what happened.
That's not it.
You had so much stuff in your teeth.
That's not. That's disgusting, David. Will you stop saying that? That sounds disgusting.
Well, that's the truth of the matter, isn't it?
If anybody else has had floss stuck in their face, please let me know what it gets stuck on. Because you know me. I have panic issues.
It was floss you couldn't toss.
Golly. Man. Brandon
Baxter in the morning. I had an issue where I had floss and toss hooked in my face last night. And I was scared.
I can't get over this.
I was drooling. Anxiety set in. It got stuck. And I tried to pull, and I was pulling on the floss and toss, and it wouldn't come out. And I don't know what happened or why it happened, but I do know that Jessica from Manila is on the phone. And Jessica, I believe you've had a run-in with a floss and toss as well. What's your story?
Okay, so whenever I use the adult ones, it gets stuck in mine too, but whenever I use a kid one, it doesn't. Or whenever I use regular floss, I can get it out.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ever going to use that thing again because it freaked me out.
Yeah, the adult ones are a lot stronger, but, I mean, I'm not a dentist or anything, but I think that whenever you put the adult ones in there, it's a stronger because I guess they think that our guns are stronger.
Right.
Than and so whenever it goes up, it actually goes into your gum to get up under the gum line.
Right.
And whenever you floss down, that your teeth are not all just smooth. They have like little dips and crevices, and that's what it gets hung in.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I legitimately, I know we kind of laughed about it. I panicked for a second thinking, what am I going to do? Like, I really thought I was going to have to go to the dentist and they were going to have to dig it out of my mouth.
Mm.
Yeah, every time I use an adult one, because my mother-in-law has them, and every time I use an adult one, I have to break it to get it to come out of my teeth.
That's Yeah, I had to cut it. I had to get scissors and cut it to come loose, and then I could still feel that there was like a part of it in between my teeth.
That floss must be really strong.
It is. The adult one is really strong. Now, the kid one, if it gets hung on maybe, because I've had braces before, so if it gets hung like where my brace, my wire was, then it would just snap automatically. But if I used an adult one with it, it would not snap at all. Hmm. Like, I would have to myself.
And see, I'm telling you, I don't know that I'll ever use them again because I'll have that anxiety every time I floss.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm glad it doesn't just happen to me though, because I looked at myself in the mirror. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm about to pull a tooth. And I know that's really difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had the vision like, that's what's about to happen.
It happened to you.
Hey, thanks for calling and sharing the story, okay?
You're welcome.
Beware of the floss and toss, man. It might get stuck in your face. It's legit worry that I have now.
Scary times.
Your direct line to the K-Fine Studios anytime is 870-935-K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What are you laughing about?
Just at what you said to David before we went on the air.
I can't win.
I don't even know what I said. Anyway, erase that.
Okay.
Take that out of the podcast right now. Who produces the podcast?
You.
You do.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we all sound dumb and you always sound so
exactly.
One question. Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday
for
to
it.
You.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Thursday, September the 13th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Jolena Brown of Jonesboro celebrating it today. We have Janet McKay from Gosnell celebrating a birthday. Chrissy Estes of Jonesboro. Casey Thomas from Cardwell, Missouri has a birthday. Eric Krigler from Brooklyn. Alexis Smith of Hoxie is 12 years old today. Jessica Rogers of Pocahontas is 23. Addison Grace McCullough of Newport turns 9 years old today. And Dale Butterworth of Manila is turning 26. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Lily Reinhart is 22 years old today. She plays Betty on the CW show Riverdale. Is that still your favorite show?
It is still my favorite show.
Oh, wow.
Weirdo.
I did start that one time.
Really?
And then I felt like I was a teenage girl and my wife would think I was weird, so I turned it off. Legit true story. I watched like 1 minute and I thought, oh my gosh, it feels like I'm watching The OC.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of like that, but it's a good show. Niall Horan is 25 years old today. Formerly of One Direction.
Ooh, let's do this one.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know.
Whoa-oh!
You don't know you're beautiful.
Alright, there you go.
Ben Savage turning 38 today. From Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World.
Yep.
Randy Jones is 66. You know who he is? He's the OG cowboy in The Village People.
No, he's not.
Yes.
He's the man.
It's fun to stay at the
YMCA.
It's fun to stay at the
YMCA.
They have everything for your mental joy. You can hang out with all the boys.
David, is it still true that this is your favorite group?
Absolutely. I listen to Village People on repeat all day long. Peter Cetera turned 74 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go, y'all.
I am the man who will fight for your man. I'll be the hero you're dreaming of.
Hey, David, what song does this movie come from? What movie does this song come from? And you're fired.
Is it an 80s movie? 16 Candles.
No, that's not it.
David.
The Breakfast Club.
No, that's not it.
Terminator.
Yeah, that's it.
It's Karate Kid.
It's Daniel and Allie's deal, man.
Allie with an I.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Get out.
You seen Rocky?
Nope.
Oh.
You seen the
happening?
Door?
You see the door? Go to it.
Happy birthday to Peter Cetera. That's Kelly's favorite.
Oh, man. And Joe Don Rooney of Rascal Flatts is 43. My wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more. Happy birthday to Joe Don Rooney. I wake up and teardrops that fall down. Some Rascal Flatts.
And of course, we have the most recent. It's a little too loud on the highway. It's not the most recent.
Brandon, what were you telling us about Joe before the break? Who is he married to?
A girl. Her name is Tiffany.
And what's her job?
To be a wife. She might have been in a, you know, the magazine David collects with the staples in the center of the belly buttons. He's weird. Give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Eric Krigler, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so I love to get the teases of new music. And we've heard that Kane Brown's working on some new stuff. And now we actually have a little bit of a sneak peek of the song that he's working on. This one is called Good As You, and it was put up, the video of this, of the song was actually put up on Kane Brown's Instagram, and this is what the song sounds like.
See the way you're taking care of your mama, the way you're taking care of me, the way you light up any room, girl, you're what this world should be. Tomorrow, tonight, the rest of my life, I want to be the man you want me to be. So starting right now, girl, tell me everything you need. I just wanna wake up every day here in this bed.
You like it?
He's cute. Yeah, he's really cute too.
Anyway, that's actually up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Well, my boy, my man, the first guy to look down the barrel, Michael Ray, dropped a new video for his newest single that's climbing up the charts. It's called One That Got Away, and here's your first listen on K-Fine.
She's decorating my car, soon she'll be breaking my heart. Just two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Okay, she's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's all right.
And if you want to check the video out, it's up on the BBITN blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Lindsay L. loves to do covers by other artists, and she, before she does that, she has a feeling that she needs to connect to that artist before, and she did a rendition of Michael Jackson's The Way You Make Me Feel, and Brandon, this is really, really good. Listen to this.
Hey, pretty baby with those big wheels on, you give me fever like I've never, ever known. You're just a product of loveliness. I like the groove of your walk, you talk, your dress. I feel your fever from miles around. Just pick me up in your car and we'll paint the town.
She's really good.
I will say, in the video, she has on a shirt that I own.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. But you can check out the full video on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly is convinced that we don't give her the proper star treatment here at the radio station.
You know, it's true. I have been a little bit addicted to Carrie Underwood's new song, Love Wins. And she has this new video out, which she looks unbelievable. Like, every time I think she's crazy beautiful, like, she just gets more pretty. But anyway, so in the video, she is constantly, let's see, it looks like there is a fan on her, and her hair is blowing in all these different directions, and her clothes are flowing, and it looks so good. So this is what leads me to this.
What?
I have decided to hire someone to follow me around with some type of fan. Because I think if I walk around with a fan and, like, my hair's blowing and I have my makeup just right, just maybe, I can kind of be like Carrie Underwood.
But you want somebody to walk with you with a fan.
Well, what am I going to do? Hold my own?
So let's picture this.
Okay.
Kelly is going to the grocery store, and she needs to get some toilet paper and some ding-dongs.
Oh.
And as she goes there to get toilet paper and ding-dongs, she's standing in line, and somebody in front of her has 400 things in there.
Yeah.
And they're in the 10 items or less aisle, and Kelly's aggravated, but her hair is perfectly
blown. Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah, like, as people watch over and look at me, they're like, wow, she's just really glowing, and how is her hair blowing like that?
It's like a thing of beauty.
Yes. So I've decided that's what I'm going to start doing.
I'm interested to see how this would work out.
Okay. Well, maybe we could show people how to work out. Like, I did bring something today.
What did you bring?
Well, it's my hair dryer. We're going to start small. Like, what else could I bring?
What do you mean a hair dryer?
Well, but if you point your hair dryer in the right direction, like when your hair's fixed, and, like, you could, like, take a selfie or something, it looks like Carrie Underwood.
Let me see.
Okay.
Let me see if I get the same vibe.
Wait, I'm going to have to take my headphones off.
Okay.
I can hold it for you.
Okay,
Hang on, wait. You're going to do this? Let me get this up for my social media.
Okay.
Yeah, let me set this up for you.
Have you ever used a hairdryer before, David?
I can't tell you I have. So hot.
Yeah, it doesn't really necessarily have
scalding.
To be on hot.
It's on the hottest it's on.
Just be on
and
air
I need to get
dry.
Real close. So,
okay.
This is what's going to happen, so go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
I go from normal to just... It's too hot, David.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Her makeup is melting.
Okay, I've got it on cold now.
So now, just look. It's so much
different. Oh, it does look good.
It's elegant.
I have never seen anybody look more like Carrie Underwood than Kelly right now.
I know. So, okay, you can turn it off now.
This is a good look.
Oh, okay.
This is a good look.
I mean...
Oh, look, David. It looks just like it.
I mean, I look 100% like her.
Did you know your husband actually thinks he's married to Carrie Underwood?
Really?
Did you know that?
Wait till he sees this.
Man. Well, put together a gallery of Kelly and her windblown look and see if you think it does improve things.
Yeah, here.
Here
we go. Not again,
he's still
David.
Going.
Not, turn that off. What do you... That's fantastic.
I don't know what to do. How do you turn this off?
We'll get this up on our social media here momentarily. That is too loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
David on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Mr. Rodney Poff joins us in the studio. Most Thursday mornings, he comes in here unless he's doing something else.
Unless I have something better to do. Yeah.
Last week, he took out the trash and mowed the yard. Anyway, Rodney comes in from Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine. We talk about the events that are going on across K-Fine country. And let's start, Rodney, with a deal that's happening tonight, which is a benefit for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
That's right. The St. Jude dinner party is tonight at 7 o'clock. The St. Jude Extravaganza Planning Committee will host this event featuring chefs Brandon and Evan Moore. The event will take place at the home of Chad and Pam Neal of a benefit St. Jude's Research Hospital. Tickets are $250 per couple. You can call Susan Cathcart at 930-5754 for ticket information and availability.
Yeah, that's a neat deal.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That house is pretty spectacular. I'd pay just to go tour the house.
Yeah, no joke.
Actually, I have before. Hey, tomorrow night is the Main Street Mile happening in downtown Jonesboro with St. Bernard's.
That's right. Main Street Mile, downtown Jonesboro from 7 to 8 tomorrow night. St. Bernard's will host. The course will consist of 2 half-mile loops around downtown Jonesboro and will have a fun run and a competitive heat. register at racesonline.com. And then for more information, you can email jroberts@sbrmc.org.
All right. Also kicking off this weekend is Akilah and the Bee. It's a presentation, the first performance from the Foundation of Arts for this new season.
That's right. Akilah and the Bee at Foundation of Arts Forum Theater. Tickets may be purchased at boxoffice@foajonesboro.org or call 935-2726. Showtime Saturday, Monday, and next Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock.
And there's a big deal happening on Saturday. I know a lot of families are going to be headed out to the campus of NEA Baptist Medical. That campus out there has that really neat event that so many kids enjoy.
The Touch a Truck fundraiser. Again, at the NEA Baptist Medical Campus from 10 to 1 Saturday morning. Nettleton High School East students will host. For more information, you can email sandra.taylor@nettletonschools.net.
That's a really neat thing. Kids love it because they can go out there and see fire trucks and police cars and garbage trucks. And there's all kinds of stuff that happens out there at Touch a Truck. Also next week, Rodney, heads up, guess what's going to be here next week?
Christmas?
No, not Christmas.
Oh, good.
We're getting closer to Halloween than Christmas.
Oh, that's true.
We have the Northeast Arkansas District Fair kicking off on Monday.
Starting on Monday the 17th and goes all the way through Saturday the 22nd.
And Joe Diffie's going to be there.
Joe Diffie.
John Deere Green.
I think my favorite is Ships That Don't Come In.
Haven't heard that one.
Oh, it's cool.
We'll have
it's
to go check it out.
Good song.
How about this one? Prop Me Up.
Oh, yeah.
Beside the jukebox. I
just want his mullet.
Yeah, I don't know if he still has it. Yeah, we're going to talk to him. Maybe I can ask him if he still has a mullet.
That'd be cool.
Is that offensive? Hey, find out more.
Because dude had a mullet. Man.
Oh,
he
did.
Yeah.
Brandon, and you had one too. Y'all were like mullet brothers.
We might be kin.
No, Joe Diffie in his day had like a Joe Dirt mullet. I mean, it was a mullet.
And a mustache.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So find out more about all the events when you log on to jonesboro.com. It is the city website. You can also check out the latest issue of Occasions Magazine for more on the events as well. And, of course, we also have live music. Attention, members and guests. There's live music tonight at the Brick House. They do steak night. And they also do karaoke. Tomorrow night, CeCe Ryder. And on Saturday night, Lauren Richmond.
And J-Town's Grill has music Friday with Superman 300. And Saturday, Terry and Phillip.
Skinny J's tonight will have Drive South.
501 Steakhouse on Friday, Scat Rat, and Saturday, Brian Nobles.
All right, Sully's tonight has Lauren Richmond. Tomorrow night's karaoke at Sully's, and on Saturday, Michael Culifer.
And it looks like a new group at Upper Crust on Shelby Drive. Gustatory Hippo.
Right.
They'll be there Friday, and Saturday, Baird and Lovelady.
Eleanor's Pizzeria tonight will have Dylan Kate. Friday, Sean Boone, and Saturday, Blaine Pillow.
Omar's Uptown on Friday, Scott Snellgrove, and Saturday, Philip and Terry.
And the Recovery Room tomorrow night has the band Trip, so they're going to be out there. They're good, too, so check them out tomorrow night.
And Doe's Eat Place on Saturday, Chris Hansen.
Again, find out all about the events, the music, all the fun. You can even check out Occasions online at jonesboro.com. It is the city website. It is Mr. Rodney Poff, so eloquently puts it at the end of every jonesboro.com event roster.
Poff off.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's one of those days, man, where I don't know, we're just having fun and laughing and being stupid.
On point and funny.
All right, so I don't know if you guys knew about this, and Rodney Poff is still in here from Occasions Magazine. He's documenting everything that we do today for
never leaving
the future.
It sounded so creepy.
I'm never leaving.
Because when you come into this room, you have a good time. That's the whole idea.
That's it.
True.
And hopefully the people who allow us to be a part of their mornings enjoy whatever we're doing as well. David's girlfriend, fiance, whatever she is, had a birthday.
Fiance.
Well.
We never really know.
Yeah, new fiance.
Right. New fiance. Not the old fiance, because we don't know where she went.
My wording could have been better on one certain post, okay?
Yeah. Well, it was the biggest post of your life where you announced you're about to get married to your new fiance.
And I used new fiance.
So your new fiance had a birthday. How old did she turn?
23.
All right. So how big did you go?
In what way? Just like how big for her birthday?
Well,
what other way is there, David?
I don't know. I mean.
What are you even talking about?
Well, okay. So.
Weird.
Can I admit that I'm a little bit of, I don't know what the word is.
Underdeveloped.
Inadequate?
Procrastinator.
Oh.
Neither of those words are very good describers. So, I went and got everything yesterday.
Oh, that's good. On the day of her birthday.
On the day of her birthday, I went and got everything. But she was very,
very
happy.
Do you go to Walgreens? Is that?
That's what it was.
No. Okay. But she kept throwing hints at me.
Dollar Tree.
Hope you like it. It cost me $5. No, but she kind of threw hints at me on Tuesday because we hung out. She's like, oh, I need to get my nails done. I wanted to get that done.
And you said that was boring.
Yep.
You said that was boring.
I gave him that.
I've never stepped foot in a nail salon before, so I knew I wanted to get something.
Well, you told
like
us you'd gotten her a gift card to a nail salon before.
Well, no, I'd never gotten one from there before.
Oh, okay.
So, and then she mentioned something like, hey, what do you want to do next? And she's like, I mean, we can go through Ulta, LOL, just kidding. And I was like, okay, there's another hint.
There's another hint that I gave him.
No, dude, it's too direct.
And so, no, that's what I did. I got her both. I got her nail salon stuff. I got her stuff from Ulta. I got her favorite chocolates, those little lint truffle things. She loves those, so I got her some of those. And then I got her a nice little card. And we hung out for about an hour.
I'm glad she got to pick out her own birthday gifts.
Quality time. An hour sounds great.
No, we hung out for an hour because she didn't want to hang out with me. She went and hung out with her friends at a restaurant.
This is a thing, man. Rodney.
She does this every weekend.
It's because she wants to have fun.
Oh. That's the truth.
Man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David loves sports. He loves being a champion, and I was told that he is the champion of cornhole.
That's right, and we're going to have our Cornhole Classic plus the Food Truck Fest happening Saturday, October 20th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shop Local Park, which is right next to Gamble Home in the Farville Curve. If you want more info, want to sign a food truck up, or you want to sign up for the actual cornhole tournament, which you can win $1,000 in, just go to KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on some crazy news for the future of the DC Universe. Now, that's superheroes like Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Superman. So, according to reports, Henry Cavill will no longer play Superman. Looks like some negotiations broke down between he and Warner Brothers, and it looks like he's not going to be in it. There's not a lot of talk about it yet. I'm sure some other stuff will come out, but there are some scheduling conflicts. But it looks like Warner Brothers is focusing more on a Supergirl movie that's going to come out later, which is they're most likely going to write him out of it.
Wow.
So looks like Aquaman's coming out in December. Shazam, Wonder Woman, and Joker are coming out next year. So it looks like they're concentrating more on like the background of the superheroes instead of putting them all together in a huge movie like the Justice League.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, gotcha gossip on Taylor Swift. It looks like she's back hanging out with Ed Sheeran a little bit. You know, they were buddies for a long time and they toured together at one point. And really, I think she kind of helped him become famous. So they're out hiking. You know, that seems like a weird thing. So Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran went hiking. But she has videos on her Instagram. One of them are when they had realized some nominations for the American Music Awards.
Uh-huh.
They talked about that and joked about that. And then Taylor realized that Ed Sheeran was struggling on the hike. Here's what it sounded like.
Hey, Taylor, the AMA nominations just came out. It's me, you, and Drake.
Drake's going to win. It's called exercise. Have you ever done cardio?
Now and then.
Strumming a guitar doesn't count.
Dude, it looked like they were having to work hard to go up those mountains and hills and stuff like that.
Forget that.
Anyway, it's up right now. If you want to check it out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, KFIN.com.
And we got you gossip on the latest Bachelor in Paradise drama.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Jordan Kimball and Jenna Cooper are one of the couples that got engaged on the show on Tuesday night.
Right.
Well, they are no longer engaged because Jenna cheated on Jordan and there is text message proof.
You gotta be careful.
I even have one of the texts. You mean to read it?
Did it come to you?
Well, I mean, it didn't come to me, but I found it.
Well, you told me before you always are supposed to delete those kind of texts from your phone.
Yeah, that is what he was saying yesterday.
Yeah, or you get busted real quick.
Right, but that's what you told us.
Here's what the text said to an unidentified man that is not me, maybe Brandon. So,
easy.
He said, me and Jordan aren't together for real. I don't even like him, let alone love him. I'm better than him, and once I'm able to break it off for good, I'll make up some story to make him look bad.
No way.
Jeez. So not only is she cheating on this guy, but she had a plan to make him look bad on the back end. So Jordan realized what was going on, and just like a day or two after the engagement was shown on television, they've had to break it off.
That's awful.
I feel bad for that dude, man. That is some kind of terrible.
Yeah, that is bad. And then to have the proof makes it even worse.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, every morning on KFine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We mentioned a few moments ago that today is National Roald Dahl Day. He was an author. He wrote a bunch of books that kids would read, the most famous being Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Right.
Like, how many times have you seen that movie?
It's memorized.
Like the original movie.
Mm-hmm.
The old school movie. Yeah. Not Willy Wonka, but the original one.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, man. That was so good. And Kai got to the point where he wanted to watch that every single night mm-hmm. when he was 3 or 4 years old.
Really?
My favorite song?
You can take a rainbow.
It's a great one.
Wrap it in a sigh. Soak it in the sun and make a strawberry lemon pie.
The Candyman.
The Candyman.
Didn't you always want to go to that candy store?
Yes.
Because how awesome would that mm-hmm. be? I thought right now, though, you've seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
You've seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to play a game of Willy Wonka trivia.
Oh.
What?
All right? All right?
Okay.
Who do you think's going to win this?
Well, who wins every competition that we have,
me?
Brandon?
Well, David typically wins.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give the question. If you know the answer, do your name twice. So Kelly, David, then I will call on you, and we'll see who gets more correct.
Okay.
You guys have to keep score, because I have too much to do to keep score, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, so here we go. Question number one. Name the kid who fell into the chocolate lake.
Kelly.
Kelly, what is the answer?
Augustus.
Boom. Kelly has won. Either of you, name the child who was obsessed with chewing bubblegum.
David. Violet.
Violet, you're turning violet.
That's the only reason I remember.
Name the child who was the bratty child who was sent down the garbage chute.
Kelly.
Kelly, what's the answer?
Veruca Salt.
She got it right.
Oh, jeez.
All right, name the kid who is addicted to television.
Kelly.
Kelly?
My stepson played that in a play, Mike TV.
Man, she's pretty good. Name the orange small people.
David.
Yes?
The Oompa Loompa.
All right, what's our score so far?
I have 5.
Kelly has like 1. I have 4.
David.
Okay, right. It's 3-2. Kelly's in the lead.
All right, let's try this one. Who can name all 4 of the grandparents in the bed?
Kelly.
Kelly, go.
Grandpa Joe. That's it.
Grandma.
Eisenberg.
Grandma Eisenberg. It's Grandpa Joe and Grandma Josephine.
That's right.
Grandpa George and Grandma.
Gertrude.
Georgina.
Oh. That was close, David.
Name the villain.
Slugworth.
Boom, Kelly wins. Woo! She's the best.
Okay, I'm glad she can sit around and watch movies all day. I have stuff to do.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there's a book coming out, and I'm not a huge book reader, and I think my wife would think I was a creeper if I read this book, but I kind of want to read this book.
What is it?
What is it?
The Stormy Daniels book.
Oh, that coffee table book, right?
Yeah. No, not like that. No.
The Heidi Klum coffee table book?
No, not that one.
Oh.
But like legit. So like Stormy Daniels was an adult film star, maybe still is. I don't really know. But she's done gigs all over the country. So they're saying that you know, she goes to clubs, right? And has mm-hmm. all these weird experiences with people. Like, can you imagine how fascinating that read would be?
It probably pretty good. I wonder if she says anything about her alleged stuff with Trump.
Oh, she's going to have to, right?
Oh, yeah.
But she also has that gag order, right?
Oh, or she can't talk about
it. Not supposed to. But like the rest of the book, does it sound interesting to you?
It could probably be interesting, yeah.
I bet that book is, it goes in depth.
You think so?
I bet it does.
If you were to write a book, what would your book be about? Like if it's the story of your life, what's the most exciting chapter? Would it be this chapter you're in right now?
Probably for me.
It would be?
Yeah.
It would be this or my fraternity time.
Yeah, it's probably more fun to read because it's more risque.
Exactly.
And like, because I read some of those rock star books at one point, right?
Yeah.
Because like some of the stuff that happened in the 80s and 90s, you're like, is this real life?
Yeah.
Like Tommy Lee and Vince Neil and people like that. The Howard Stern book was good.
Yep.
Yeah. Howard Stern movie is good.
Yeah. It's probably the first nudity David ever saw.
What?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Guys, we don't care if you call it a beanbag toss, bag-o, or cornhole. We want you to come play with us.
We're having our big cornhole classic on Saturday, October the 20th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with the big food truck fest going along with that at the Shop Local Park right next to Gamble Home on the Farville Curve in Jonesboro. Lots of food trucks going to be out there. If you want to sign up a food truck, sign up a team, or just get more info, you can do that right now at KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so Kane Brown is teasing us with new music that's going to be coming out later on this year. The name of the song is Good As You, and this is what it sounds like according to what Kane Brown posted on his Instagram.
See the way you're taking care of your mom, the way you're taking care of me. The way you light up any room, girl, you're what this world should be. Tomorrow, tonight, the rest of my life, I wanna be the man you want me to be. So starting right now, girl, tell me everything you need.
That's a cool vibe.
I just wanna wake up every day here in this bed.
Like it.
Never leave.
You can actually check the post out on our BBITM blog right now, kfine.com, KFIN.com.
Well, you talk about new music. I've got a new video from my boy, my man, the dude who looked down the barrel. His name is Michael Ray. He has a song that's climbing up the charts called One That Got Away, and he's got the video out today. Here's what it sounds like.
She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax-free under the table. She might only be tonight. That's all right. That's okay. She's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's all right. Might hurt, but hey.
Pretty solid song, great video, and you can check it all out at the BBITM blog on kfine.com, KFIN.com.
Lindsay L. loves to cover other artists' songs, and she did a rendition of Michael Jackson's The Way You Make Me Feel, and she wanted to do it mainly for nostalgic purposes and because she admired him. But listen to this.
I've never felt so in love before. Just promise, baby, you'll love me forevermore. I'll be keeping you satisfied. Cause you're the one for me, the way you're making me feel. You really turn me on.
That's cool, man. I like it.
So you can check out the full video on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, we have a special edition of Thursday Night Football. The NFL season kicked off officially 1 week ago today, and with that, we get Thursday Night Football along with all of our Sunday and Monday night games. It's like
so
football
good.
Never ends, and it's such a good feeling.
It is good, especially early in the season. It feels good.
I'm so glad I'm working.
But this is one of those games that doesn't come on network television, or at least on, you know, ABC or NBC or anything like that.
Right.
It's going to be on the NFL Network. 7:20 is kickoff. Cincinnati Bengals host the Baltimore Ravens. So, I mean, it's not the best game, but
yeah. Do I get that?
I don't.
Does everybody get that?
It's like one of those special sports packages that you probably have to pay extra for. Yeah. So it just kind of depends on whether or not you have it.
I don't have that special package.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Third season finale of Match Game on at 8 o'clock on ABC. And the season finale of Take 2 is also on ABC at 9 o'clock.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.